Wisconsin used to have more people with health coverage than any other state except Massachusetts, but that's changing. Sarah Eskridge is a healthcare policy analyst with the Wisconsin Council on Children and Families. She points to census data showing 89% of Wisconsin residents have health insurance. In Iowa and Minnesota, even more people are covered.
The thing is, a lot of states have been catching up with us. So for years, we were ranked right on top with Massachusetts, but other states have been doing a great job of covering their populations. So we're closer to around seventh these days.
Some counties in Wisconsin rank lower than the state as a whole. This is evident from new census data. It looks at income and health coverage on a county-by-county basis. People who are slightly above the federal poverty level would be eligible for Medicaid. For a family of four, this is about $31,000 annually.
A lot of rural counties in Wisconsin would benefit. The top 10 counties with the highest uninsured rate for that 138% and under of the federal poverty level are all pretty rural counties.
Places like Florence, Clark, and Walworth counties. However, census data also shows there are low-income people all across Wisconsin. Eskridge says if Medicaid eligibility is expanded, 200,000 people without health insurance could get Badger Care. The same number of people could get tax credits to buy insurance. Governor Walker said the state will not move ahead with health reform until after the presidential election. Mitt Romney has promised to repeal the law. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.